Sleeping Lady, an Alex Jensen Alaska Mystery by Sue Henry. This book is read by Mary Pfeiffer. It would be fitting, I think, if among the last man-made tracks on Earth could be found the huge footprints of the great brown bear. Earl J. Fleming. Do Brown Bears Attack? Outdoor Life, November 1958. Ukluk, the great brown bear, lay atop a pile of dirt, brush, and vegetation he had dragged up as cover for his latest kill, protecting it from any predator or scavenger that, catching the scent of blood, might come looking for an easy meal. Partway down a narrow tree and brush-filled ravine, half asleep and completely relaxed in his position on the heap, he was still highly aware of the sounds and smells of what went on around him. One ear twitched at the chirp of a ground squirrel, but satiated with what he had gorged from a wolf-killed moose carcass the day before, and the few bites from this fresh kill, he ignored it. He would lie here or somewhere in the nearby undergrowth until he had digested enough to be hungry again. It was late in the year. Here and there on the north-facing slope, sheltered from the ineffectual rays of a pale sun that hung low in the southern sky for only a few declining hours each day, several thin patches remained of a premature snowfall. Ukluk had already reconnoitered the den in which he had spent the previous winter, and to which he would soon return. In anticipation, he had raked a new pile of leaves and brush into the cave that lay beneath two huge granite boulders, through the opening that would slowly fill with heavy snow, and seal him in, warm and dry, to hibernate till spring. For the cold half of the year, perhaps longer...